Tiras Yesharim at the end of the 19th Perek. We were speaking about that there's a higher level of Chassidus, which is higher than a person who does everything for the sake of Hashem, but really intends for himself. He just channels the koach that he wants for himself for Hashem. Let me say that again more clearly. Initially, everyone does things for themselves. A person who's a tzaddik will ensure that everything he's doing for himself, he will make sure that that's bringing benefits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he'll say, yes, I want to feel successful, but I'll make sure that my success is in learning. Yes, I want to feel that I'm doing something worthy, so I'll make sure that I'm doing something worthy by contributing to other people. And he takes all his desires of his own success and development and advancement and happiness, and he makes sure that they are channeled into Hashem and into a Torah way. And it's very good what he's doing. He's taking all of his koach and using them just for the sake of Hashem. But the catalyst is still like, I want to do what's good for me, in a way. A higher level that we were focusing at the last 2 days was that a person only has the kavana for the sake of Hashem. Lo mevakshim al ilui, kavod. The person is not thinking about his own honor. Yevshar lekavod ha'elyon litrabot ela begulatan shel Yisrael. It's not enough that a person thinks just about himself. It's not enough that he thinks even about Hashem. He also has to think about the geula of Am Yisrael. Because if he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name to be declared in this world, which is Hashem's plan for why we are here, then it has to come through the Jewish people. It's not sufficient that a person is learning Torah and davening and fulfilling mitzvahs, but the state of Am Yisrael as a whole doesn't bother him. Because yes, you in your private world may be making a Kiddush Hashem in your Dalet Amos. But what was the purpose why Am Yisrael came to this world as a whole? So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be declared, not only over you, but over the entire world. And therefore, it's not enough that a person is doing his own Kiddush Hashem in his private world. He has to either, if he's able to, make a difference on a broad scale, or at least be davening and feeling pain over the fact that it's not on a broad scale. Could you imagine the scenario of a person who goes to the Kotel and he has a whole list of things that he wants to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about, and he gets to the Kotel finally after a long time that he hasn't been there, and he davens for his being great in learning, and he davens for his Shalom Bayis, and he davens for his Parnasa, and he's davening and davening, and then he walks away and he didn't daven for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. He came to the place where Hashem's name is supposed to be declared in the world. And he came to the Makom where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not being declared in the world right now. And there's Harchakas Panim. Hashem is distant from us. And he came to that place. And he said, Hashem, I want this, and Hashem, I want this, and Hashem, I want this, and Hashem, I want this. And in the very place where Kedusha is supposed to come, he didn't mention that Kedusha is supposed to come. And pretty Hashem let the Kedusha come. So someone who's thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is more God-orientated, not only about him being God-oriented, even just to make this point even clearer, it would even be inappropriate for a person to come and only speak about, Hashem, please help me be great in Torah. That's all he's having for. Hashem, please help me even learn Masechtas, and please help me open my mind that I should have clarity, and help my memory that I should remember all my learning, help me paskan aliba d'ilchasa, and all those things. Even that's inappropriate. If he mentions those things, doesn't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gilui Shechina, the Mashiach returning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name being declared in the world. He missed the essence. In fact, on the contrary, if he were to daven the Gilui Shechina, then the other things would come automatically. He's still daven for them specifically. But once there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is declared, then obviously the Bnei Yisrael are going to be learning Torah, and that will be our chelik, b'tein chalkeinu b'torah techa, once it's a gula. But a person has to be focused on the center, on the cause, where everything is happening. We shouldn't just be looking at the results. There's no Shechina, and therefore we're not able to learn properly. It says that when Mamad Hasina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu erased forgetfulness and with the Luchos Rishonos. And with the Luchos Rishonos, we would be able to remember everything we ever learned. And then when it was destroyed, when Chetah Egel, then we forgot. When Moshe broke the Luchos Rishonos, then the idea of Shichacha came into the world. The idea of forgetfulness came into the world. So you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should remember your learning. Daven for the Shechina. And by davening for the Zechin, automatically you'll remember your learning. That's the cause of where it all comes from, the closest to Hashem. So if a person really wants the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough just that he davens, that he becomes close to Hashem. He has to daven for the Geula of Yisrael. Because the covet of Hashem in the world will only be realized and declared and acknowledged throughout the world through Bnei Yisrael. We are the emissaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uribi kvodam, and when the Jewish people have honor, ze talui bezeh be'emet, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has honor. Because that's what it really depends on. People of the world aren't able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of any context. But rather, Hashem says, this will be my model people. And these people will represent me in the world. And when they are in Galus, then Hashem is in Galus. And when they return to their land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is returning to recognition of the world. And when the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, and the Jewish people are serving as Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash, and as Leviim, singing and as Yisraelim with the Ma'amadam, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be acknowledged by the entire world, through Bnei Yisrael. Hashem's name is declared on us. That's what it says in Tanit of Eliyahu, that in order for a Jew to have Ruach HaKodesh, mit'anech al kvodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to groan both about the fact that Am Yisrael is in Galus and about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor not being present. So nimtzeit lamet shnei davarim yesh l'inyan zeh. These are the two aspects. Yesh kavana kol mitzvah va'avodah shtiyah le'ilui kvodo shel makom v'mashal b'riyotav osim nachas ruach lefanav. Every mitzvah that you do, you should have in mind that I'm doing this mitzvah to bring nachas ruach to Hashem. It's on a more of a personal level. Like, Hashem has given me my area. He's given me my space to put on my tefillin, to learn my mesechta, to influence the people around me who are in my sphere of influence. And in that era, in that area, everything I'm doing to bring nachas ruach to Hashem. That's my whole goal. That's level number one. The kol mitzvah avoda shiye le'ilui kvodo shel makom b'mash b'riyotav osim nachas ruach lefanav. That's the first mindset that one should have. And then go beyond the boundaries. Move beyond that. And also feel tzar and daven, have a bakasha al ilui kvod shiyaseh b'shleimus b'ilui kvodon shel am Yisrael v'shalvatam. Those are two levels of kavanah that we have. Number one, everything that I'm doing for the sake of Hashem. But number two, I'm thinking beyond the limited boundaries. I'm not going to be tied to what I see in front of me. But rather, I'll let my imagination go further, go beyond. What will the world be like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is declared? What will the world be like when the world has come to Tikkun? What will the world be like then? And then to the degree that I can feel a pain that is not like that yet, but even if I don't, at least daven for that world to exist and to come. Those are two kavanas of the chassid. Just in bracket. When the Ben Ish Chai was a young boy, Yosef Chaim, in Baghdad, I don't know if he grew up, but yeah, when he was a boy, then he was fighting with his sister about who is going to hold the candle for Havdalah. And he was younger, his sister was older, so she wanted to hold it. So the father said to him, Yosef Chaim, if you can tell me the reason why these are the four brachos we make in Havdalah, and this is the order of the four brachas, then you can hold the candle. So he said, the pashut. Kodem kol mevarchim al hayayin. Ki bayayin ze bepeh. V'achakach olim la'af. Ki ze yoter gavah. V'achakach olim yoter le'ner. Ki ze yoter gavah. V'sof olim la'dat. Ki ze b'moach. Father gave him the candle. That's what you thought you can have. I heard another interesting interpretation, that how far are you able to sense? So with your mouth, you can only sense it in the mouth. Right? If there's food over there being prepared, you can't taste it. The only way it's in your mouth, you can taste it. But you can't smell it. You can smell further away. How far can you see? You can only smell a kilometer, 2 kilometers. I don't know how far a person's able to smell for something very, 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 very strong and usually a few meters, but if it's something like really very sulfur, something really, but to see, you can see the moon, you can see stars, you can see galaxies, you can see. How far can you see? But the mind, beyond any limitations, even things that don't exist, you can imagine. The mind is beyond even that which you can see, no matter how far away it is. So even if we're only able to fulfill mitzvahs in the area that we have, they were limited to what we're able to sense and to exist. But as far as our desire for a world that goes beyond this, that we go beyond the reality, that goes to it, it's in our imagination. And as we learn about what the world is supposed to be like, we learn what the Beis Hamikdash was, what the purpose of Am Yisrael is, and envision towards the future what it's going to be like at that time. Then we can fulfill the second part of the Bakasha of Ilui Kavod, Shiaseh B'Shleimah. There's one more idea about Kavana that a Chassid has. And this is going to be the conclusion of this Perek. So we spoke about channeling all your kochos for Hashem. You're still doing it for yourself, but at least you're using your kochos for Hashem. We spoke about, you're not even doing it for yourself, you're doing it for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which includes the honor of Am Yisrael, as representing Hashem. And now we're talking about a different topic. Yesh od ikar b'kavanat ha-chassid. Tovat ador. Where chassid acts in a way, not on his behalf, not directly, everything is for Hashem, of course, but his kavana is for the benefit of the generation that he's in. הנה ראוי לכל חסיד שיתכוון במעשיו לטובת דורו כולו, לזכות אותם ולהגן עליהם. והוא עניין הכתוב, אמרו צדיק כי טוב, כי פרי מעלליהם יאכל, שכל הדור אוכל מפירותיו. There's two levels of what we're describing now. There's the obvious level, and there's the spiritual level. The obvious level is that if you choose to go and live in a mixed town, Haifa, Rehovot, or maybe, or Modi'in, or you choose to go and live in a town where there aren't religious people, I'll say Menashe. So why are you doing that? Maybe you're doing it for a high reason, a very noble reason, that you're aware that if you're present, and if you act in an appropriate way, people see you and they see your family, they'll say, wow, there's someone who I really respect. There's someone with good mitzvahs. Look at that. That's what a frum Jew is like. I want to find out more about Yiddishkeit. And then you'll be able to influence them positively. So that's obvious. Halavai, many people would take that on and then we could change the world. So all religious people always live within their own Dalai Lamas. Not only does it not benefit other people, it often doesn't even benefit them. Because you find that people who live in very close-knit, very close communities have less chance of children following the path of Torah than families who live in mixed communities. It seems counterintuitive. If you do statistical work and you look into it, that's what you may find. But the reason's clear. Because in order for a person to determine who he is, he needs contrast. I am this, I'm not this. When you live in a place where there's different types of communities and you have to determine who are you, then you have to say, like, why am I what I am? Why am I not something else? And you have what's the contrast, and you're able to make a contrast, and you say, okay, I'm choosing to be who I am. So I see the difference, and that's what I'm choosing to be. But if you live in a community where everyone's all the same and there's expectation of everyone to be exactly like this, there's no contrast. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a beautiful idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us in His image. Betzelem Elokim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is independent, so too we have a desire to be independent. We want to find what makes us unique and bring out the unique koach in ourselves in a way of emulating Hashem. If you live in a community where there's no option of being unique in any way, you have to be exactly like this, there's no contrast, then the Tzelem Elokim within you can be mischanneled and say, well, if I can't be unique here, I'll find another way of being unique somewhere else. And it causes people to leave. Maybe that's the smaller one. But there's other reasons. But having contrast enables people to make a choice. So on one level, it's good to live in a mixed community. Obviously, be careful of my words. You have to know that your family is a strong family, that it won't be more influenced by the outside than you're influencing them. Or alternatively, to have a community within a community. So you have a, what's in Hebrew called a garin torani, or in American it's called like a kolel community within a broader community. You have to have a support system where you have enough of a support in order to function. Otherwise, a person could really get swept away. Or if he's not, but his family could. So that's all in brackets. That's one level, where you move to a certain place in order to benefit those around you, and Lamaisa, you benefit as much, if not more than they do, by being in a mixed community. But what he's describing here is not that. He's describing here that even if you're shut in a room, learning without any connection to other people, like the Vilna Gaon was, The Vilna Gaon knew everything about human nature without meeting human people. He was locked up in his room, and he was learning Torah, and when people made fun of him, like, how do you know what's going on in the outside world? He said, everything there is to know is here. He didn't need it. He was able to see everything from within the Torah. So he didn't benefit the world. I mean, maybe he benefited the soil. That was later generation. But he didn't benefit the world. So comes along the Masechta Sham and tells us, by having a tzaddik in the generation, who's learning Torah and fulfilling mitzvahs, the merit goes not only to him, but it goes to his entire generation. And this is not directly where he's going and teaching them Torah. That's obvious. But even where he's just, the fact that he exists. And that's true, according to the degree that he has that in mind when he does it. If he thinks to himself, I'm doing this for myself, I'm keeping my rewards for myself, then he's limiting it. He's limiting both from others and limiting from himself. But if he has in mind that he's doing it, what the Mekubalim say, B'shem Kol Yisrael, that's the phrase they say. Even in the Art Kol Siddur, when there's a Yehi Rotzon before, they have it a few times, once before Talis, once before Tfilin, I think they also have it at the beginning of Sukkot Zimra. There's like a nusach you can say. And it finishes off, B'shem Kol Yisrael. The idea of B'shem Kol Yisrael is that this mitzvah that I'm doing not only for myself. I'm doing B'shem Kol Yisrael on behalf of Am Yisrael. And then not only does it benefit other people, it also benefits you more. Mashallah, Madam, this is beautiful, I've mentioned this before, but I like it so much. Why is the Kinneret fresh water, but the Dead Sea is salty water? Why is it like that? Why? So the answer is, the Kinneret has an in-pipe and an out-pipe. There's water that comes into the Kinneret, and there's water that continues out the other end. The Dead Sea only receives. And then it's hot, so the water evaporates. And it turns into salt. It gets salty and salty and salty and salty. But there's no out-pipe. If there would be an out-pipe, then it would sweep away. It would sweep all the salt away. So what's happening? What's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us, giving us those two seas in Eretz Yisrael? That if a person is in a mindset, I'm doing it all for myself, then yes, he receives and receives and receives, but it becomes bitter. He ends up receiving less. If a person is flowing through him, then it's purifying him, then by him giving to others, it makes his own water sweet. So for a tzaddik to take it all for himself is lose-lose. Other people don't benefit, because he's not involved in them or thinking about them, and he doesn't benefit. But if a tzaddik has him physically go down and teaches other people, and as well as that also, even when he's doing his own private things, he has in mind B'Shem Kol Yisrael. This is extremely relevant for everybody here. Because for every Jew that's sitting in this room, there are tens and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Jews your age who are not learning in Yeshiva. So you represent Kol Yisrael. Halavai, every Jew your age and every age will be learning Torah, but they're not. And you are. So you are a tzaddik or a chassid in respect to them, in that they are not fulfilling their obligations to Hashem, and you are. So when you're learning Torah, your mindset ideally could be B'Shem Kol Yisrael. I'm learning Torah because I want to understand. I'm learning Torah because I want to come close to Hashem. I'm learning Torah to bring Kiddush Hashem to the world. And I'm learning Torah, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Not only on my behalf, on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. And that is a merit, not only for you, but it's a merit for them. What does it mean that it's a merit for them? It means that it turns their hearts towards Hashem to some degree. So here you are sitting in Keren B'Yavne learning Torah. And there's some Jew in the Midwest who's not learning Torah. And he is debating, should I learn, shouldn't I learn, I'm not sure, it's somewhere kind of, should I go on some NTSY summer program, or I shouldn't go, I don't know. And then you sat here and you were learning in the Dorim, and you said, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, and that inspired his heart to, oh, I'll go on NTSY Kol, or NTSY, TJJ. I'll go on TJJ. I'll go on some program in the summer. And that turned his heart around to Am Yisrael, to Hashem. So, a kavan of chassidus is tovat ador. So when you're learning, when you're fulfilling mitzvahs, you have in mind not just yourself, but that you're benefiting all of Am Yisrael. And that's what it says in Chazal, Bava Basra, Bav Tet Vav, Yesh Ba Eitz, right, when they came in Pasa Shlach, and Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, we're sending spies to check out Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says, see if there's a tree. What does it mean, Eitz? Ha'im Yesh Mishim Agen Al Doro Ke'etz. There's a concept of having someone who is a tzaddik, and he's able to protect others like a tree is able to protect others. He's also able to give protection to others. That's the will of Hashem. Shiyu chasidei Yisrael mezakim mechaprim al kol madregos shebehem. Hashem gave every one of you the source to be in yeshiva. Now, I don't know, everyone here is different. Some people here, it was expected from their family. Some people, it wasn't expected from their family. But whether it was or wasn't expected from your family that you would be here, the fact that you chose to come here means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a special inspiration. Nasa'a libo. Your heart uplifted you to come and learn in yeshiva. That means that it's something within you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired you because he sees you as a representative for all of Am Yisrael. If you chose to come here and you're still here and you're learning Torah, then you are an ambassador to Hashem on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. And you were appointed by Hashem. How do you know you're appointed? Because you felt inspired to come learn yeshiva. I'm telling you this about myself, and I'm sure it's true for many of you. You could have not gone to yeshiva as well. Even if it was somewhat expected, you could have made a choice otherwise. Or you could have gone to yeshiva where it was like less intense. Like because you were going just to please your parents, but you wanted to like have more time off. And you didn't just stay on a bit. For those who stay on a bit, they'll give. So why are you doing it? Because nasali bo, your heart has uplifted you. Your heart is calling you that you should learn Torah and that you should fulfill mitzvahs. Where does that come from? So obviously part of it is your amelus and your ishtadlus. But there are people who put in effort and don't get it. Why do you have it? There are people as worthy who aren't inspired, who try and they don't feel the connection. People come to this yeshiva and try and don't feel the connection. And then they leave. How are you zoche to be ones who are able to still stay connected and inspired? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose you to be representative, not just for yourself. In every generation, there will be people who are fulfilling mitzvahs not only on their own behalf, but on behalf of all of Am Yisrael, like the lulav, as the Midrash says in Vayikra Rabba, like the Esra. Yavo elu v'yichapru al elu. So you put them all together. Some were chosen, some were not chosen. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the connection between all of them together. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz ba'avdan rasha'im. Hashem has no interest in those people who weren't zocheh to that, to be lost. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us as a unit. Mitzvah mutet ala chassidim mishtater lezakatam, lechaper aleihem. Hashem gave you your mission, he gave them their mission. They have a mission as well. A part of their mission, they're fulfilling, is your responsibility to have them in mind. When you're doing mitzvah and when you're davening, you have to have in mind Am Yisrael. When you say Hashiveinu Avinu Esther Asecha, you should be thinking about all of Kali Yisrael, that they should return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tshuva. When you're doing any mitzvah, you should say, this, I'm doing this on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. This will be a merit for all of the nation. Yitpalel al dura lechaper al mishtalach kapara. There are many people out there who are doing averus, and they're not asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for chapara on the verse they did. So you ask on their behalf, will it help? Partially. Well, not fully. Everyone is responsible for themselves as well. But it will help partially. It will help to remove layers of distance, of friction. In order to, it will help them that if they then choose to turn around, it reduces the hardness of their heart. Ulashiv b'tshuva mishtarich la. Now of course, you also have to speak to people to do tshuva. You have to take action as well. But beyond that, you also have to daven. For the lametz and the goyal ador kulo, this also includes being done lechavzchut on other people. You hear people saying, this group, that group, this person, that person, Jews here, Jews there, and they're melamed chov on Am Yisrael. A tzaddik, a chosid is obligated to melamed chos on Am Yisrael. What they've been through, the galus they've been through, their family situation, different things that go on in the world. Part of you as an obligation towards Hashem, responsible for other people, is to melamed chus on them. And Hashem takes our word for it. If we judge others not favorably, Hashem accepts that. He says, yes, they are doing this and that wrong. And if we judge others favorably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, you see, this is really what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the tzaddik's word. And Hashem judges this world according to how we judge this world as well. So we have a great responsibility, even beyond what we're physically able to do. As it says in Daniel, אני באתי בדבריך שלא חזר גבריאל ונכנס לפנים מן הפרגוד אלא כשלימד סנגוריה על ישראל. The angel was only able to go into the higher world once Am Yisrael. וגדעון נאמר לו, לך Bekochacha ze. Go with this strength. What was the strength that Gidon had? Lefi shelimed sanegoya alamo. Since Gidon was melamed tzchus on Am Yisrael, that koach that he had enabled him to be representative, representing all of Am Yisrael. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev ele mishu ohev es Yisrael. I said that three times. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev ele mishu ohev es Yisrael. If you wish to have a loving relationship with Hashem, if you wish HaKadosh Baruch Hu to love you, the way you do it is to find goodness in other Jews. Find all the nekudas tovas in other Jews. And awaken that goodness towards them. Notice it, pay attention to it, bring it out. Mention it, praise them for it. In your own heart, mention it to yourself. Look at what he does well, look what he does well, look how good he is, look how he hard he's trying. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev, ela mi shohev es Yisrael. We're Hashem's people. So when Hashem sees that we love his people, then he loves us. Anyone who loves my child, I love them as well. Kol ma she'adam magdil ohavo el Yisrael, the more that you awaken your love for other Jews, gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdil love, that will awaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for you as well, and for him, both. Ve'elohem haro'im ha'amitim shal Yisrael. And these are the people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose to be his shepherd. He chose Gidon to be a shepherd, to be a leader, because Gidon was melamed tzchus. And all of us here, the koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us to learn Torah, to be fulfilling mitzvahs, is he's already appointed us to some degree. To some degree, we are also Ro'e Yisrael. Maybe right now, it's not yet before, hasn't yet been expressed fully. Maybe in the summer it will, maybe next year it will, everyone who they are, where they are. But we are appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Ro'e Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz b'hem, Hashem loves those people, he desires them. Shemosrim atzmam al sono, Hashem loves the people who go out of their way for other Jews. V'dorshim, and they look out for them, v'mushtadlim ha'shlomam, and they put an effort for their peace, v'tovatam v'chol ha'drachim. And the Jews that Hashem loves are those who always stand and pray, levatel gezerot kashot, omdim v'tamid b'feret, tfalel aleim, levatel gezerot kashot, v'liftoach aleim sharei bracha. And they always say, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you bracha, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you bracha. The Jews who love Am Yisrael are always blessing them, they're always finding ways to give more and more bracha to the people. I was a boy, my grandma did it to me. God bless you. Usually when I did something bad, I'll do something that would annoy them or made a mess. God bless you. Baruch Hashem said that, you know? They would have said, like, what are you doing? I don't know what effect it would have had. They would have said, woe betide you, that would have been a curse. But because they said, God bless you, Baruch Hashem paid off. Lama ze dome, la'av she'en ohev shum adam yotem imi sho'ro'e sho'evet bano, ahava ne'minet. A father sees that someone else likes his kids. That's a good man. That's a good man. He knows how to recognize good things. I appreciate him. He's got good taste. He likes my son. For who devash teva yidalav, and that's the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was mevakesh rachamim al doram, and those who didn't, right, going into galus, those who didn't went to galus. Why did the Kohen Gadol? Because why was it the Kohen Gadol's fault? Why were people davening the Kohen Gadol should die? They wanted to leave the Ir Mikra. They could only leave when the Kohen Gadol died. So everyone's davening, may the Kohen Gadol die, may the Kohen Gadol die. So therefore the mothers of the Kohen Gadol would come and like try and give them cake. Here's some cake, stay in galus for then my son should live and be well. So, but why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrange it like that? Why was that dependent on that? Why did Hashem make it? They only go free when the Kohen Gadol died. Because it was the Kohen Gadol's fault. Very fault. There was no one's fault. They were just careless. Nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol. But if the Kohen Gadol would have davened, that those things wouldn't happen. They wouldn't have happened. Because when the Kohen Gadol would daven, that there shouldn't be takala. There shouldn't be a mistake. Mistakes don't happen. Because your prayer can affect it. Even mistakes don't happen. Because you as a leader, the more of a leader you are, more responsible you are, you can have an effect in this world. But mistakes don't happen. And therefore, if something fell off a roof and it killed someone, the Kohen Gadol is responsible. Why? Because if he would have davened, those type of things wouldn't happen. They wouldn't have happened. And it also says, Ahu gavra da'achle are berichu trata parse, the Rav Yoshua ben Levi, velo yishtai Eliyahu ba'adei tata yame. So a lion ate a person 3 parses away from Yoshua ben Levi, and Eliyahu Navi, he used to frequent Rav Yoshua ben Levi, didn't come. Why? Because it was in his surroundings. He should have davened that nothing happens in my surroundings, nothing bad should happen. It happened in your surroundings, you're responsible. There's many more details, but you're intelligent and you have a lev tahor. So I trust you that you're going to use your intelligence and your purity of heart to follow on Derech HaYasha, according to these root ideas that we've said until now. Mr. Shram is entrusting us, he's empowering us, that what he said is enough for us to understand the basic principles, and from here on to follow our inner heart of Yashrus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to continue the way of Chassidus. We finish Perek Yotef, Mr. Shram makes time with Perek Kaf. Shalom.